This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 18. Heal the sick. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town." As a missionary, I sometimes traveled with healthcare workers from the Luke Society, a medical mission organization, to remote villages in the Philippines. There we met people who usually didn't have access to healthcare. The Luke Society workers were able to diagnose and treat illnesses and provide dental care, and we all shared the love and good news of salvation in Christ. Sometimes this work resulted in the planting of new churches as well. Through the centuries, many new believers have cited physical healing as a significant factor in coming to faith in Christ, especially in frontier mission locations where there were few Christians and few doctors. Such healing, whether through miraculous gifts or through professional health care, aligns with Jesus' instructions to heal the sick. This is an essential part of bringing the gospel. The good news of God's kingdom is about wholeness in all aspects of life, now and forever. In mission work today, we use the term kingdom professionals for people who are called to reach people for Christ through their profession. They are trained not only in the Bible and missions, but also in professional skills that can give them access to unreached people whom traditional missionaries might not be able to reach. Perhaps you are one, or you may become one. Pray with me. Lord, guide us to use our gifts, training, and experience to be your mission agents wherever we are and wherever you may lead us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.